Welcome to today's Simplistic Sundays installment. I hope you've had a lovely week and enjoyed all of the teachings around surrendering, trusting, and tapping into the subconscious mind. And I particularly hope that you enjoyed yesterday's meditation. So I had recorded that as a bonus day for those that took part in the 5-day Boost Your Life Challenge. But after I did it, I felt it was quite powerful, really gentle, and I wanted to share it with you all, so I sent it on to you yesterday, and I hope you listened to it. It was slightly longer than normal. Today is a very simple teaching for Simplistic Sunday. As you prepare for the week ahead, I like to do these teachings so that you can get into a nice safe space within both body and mind as you start to progress towards the beginning of the week. And as you move towards going through planning your week ahead or thinking of your week ahead, one thing I thought on this topic of trust was being able to trust yourself. And what I mean by that is that our gut feeling, our instincts, our intuition, whatever you want to call it, will never lead us astray. What does lead us astray is that when we hear our gut feeling and we question it or doubt it, or more importantly, we don't listen to it, that is when we can find ourselves being out of alignment with ourselves. Your gut feeling is not always going to tell you things that you want to hear, and that's a particular thing I think some of us have. When we hear a gut feeling, we sometimes convince ourselves it isn't a gut feeling because it's not what we want to hear. We try to alter it or manipulate it in a way to make our minds think about what we want to hear. But our gut feeling is that knowing. It's like, for me, I get it in the pit of my stomach. When I read for people and when I coach people, when I'm tapping into their energy, everything that I get actually lands in my stomach for me, and I feel it there. And when in my own life I'm looking at a situation, I just get these feelings, and I'm sure all of you know what I'm talking about. You might get a different sensation, a different thought process. For me personally, that's just where I get it. And something I've been having to do over the last number of weeks and months really is trusting my own instincts around a lot of things and actually tapping into that more. I've learned the hard way, like I'm sure you have as well, about going against your gut feeling and going against what you feel is right. And the results are never good, you know, it doesn't mean they're disastrous, but they're just not good, or we feel out of alignment. And I've learned more and more to trust my own gut feeling, and actually more and more to listen to it, even if it is at those times when I don't want to hear what it has to say. So what I'd love you to do today is just to really sit for a moment, close your eyes and relax yourself, and just think of your week ahead. Think of what you want to create in the week. Think of what you might be feeling anxious about. And to stay purposely aligned to yourself and what's right for you is to think through each thing that might come to mind and ask your gut feeling what is the right way to approach it, what's the right thing to do, how's the right way to think about it. And what I always say with the gut feeling is, oftentimes when I get people, I used to do this as an exercise in workshops, is I would say to people to write down a question on a piece of paper. They'd write their question down, and I'd get everybody then to close their eyes down for a moment. I'd ask them with their eyes closed to repeat the question to themselves, and in an instant, open their eyes and write the answer down. And I'm talking about within the first 2 to 3 seconds of whatever thought comes into your mind. That's what your gut is, because often what happens is, so if I said to you, is it right for me to change career? This is a question you're asking yourself, and you close your eyes and you go, yes. And the first thought, and yes takes less than a second to think about. And then you think, oh God, no, is that the right thought? Am I thinking the right way? Maybe I shouldn't leave. Maybe it isn't my gut feeling. And then you open your eyes and you write down no on the page. That's not what I'm talking about. It's that first moment of clarity. Sometimes the answer is, I don't know yet. I haven't received enough information, I'm not sure. But 9 times out of 10 when I've done this exercise, actually probably 9.5 times out of 10 when I've done this exercise, the answer is right there. Sometimes I get people in workshops to actually ask a specific question that's not a yes or no. What do I need to know right now? Boom, the answer comes straight out. So I'd love you to do that today if you had time. You don't even have to have a piece of paper, but it's just a start to get into the practice of trusting and listening to yourself. Following your gut feeling and aligning to that, it will not lead you astray, and it is something that can be very, very helpful as you move forward. sometimes we get feelings in our stomach, that's fear as well, and we have to decipher between what's my gut feeling and what's fear. Our gut feeling, even if it's something we don't want to hear, we just know and feel is right. A fear is something that brings panic, your gut feeling won't. So even, for example, if you want to know if a relationship is right for you, and your gut is saying no, and your heart is saying yes, it's not that by you hearing in your gut, no, it's not right for me, you'll go into a state of overwhelm or fear or panic. It might bring a little bit of, ooh, I don't really want to hear that up, but you'll know it's really what your gut is saying. Fear brings panic and overwhelm because it's a thought of something in the future, playing a mind movie out in the future of how you think something is going to go in a negative way, go into your worst case scenario. So they can be little indicators. Get used to learning how your body reacts to certain things. What sensations do you get in your body when you are listening to your gut, or when you feel your gut? Where do you feel it? Like I said to you at the start of this teaching, when this is why I was giving the example, I feel it in my stomach. Where do you feel it? I feel panic in my chest, and I also feel it in my head. Like, I get really, my head actually kind of gets a bit lightheaded, and I feel the panic in my chest. That's when I know that's fear. That's when I feel like I'm racing, but a gut is in my stomach. So when you start to tap into yourself through meditation, through taking a moment to sit down and just be at peace and connect in and give yourself that mental space and even emotional, physical space to do it, you'll start to learn the triggers of your body. So you mightn't know what your gut is straight away, or how to trust it, or how to really listen to it. It's a process. And you think, start off this week by trying it and see how you get on with it, and use it for Simplistic Sunday for how you're going to look at your week ahead. So I hope you enjoy that. I look forward to hearing any feedback you have on that. And I'm really excited to get started on this week's theme, which I'll be announcing tomorrow. Have a beautiful Sunday.